The scriptures today speak of making time, say, for Jesus. Making time for Jesus is so crucial, such an important part of the spiritual life. In the gospel, we have Martha and Mary, and Martha is just busy, busy, busy in the kitchen and serving as people do when they have guests over. And she complains, you know, like, tell my sister to help out. He says, no, she's doing what she needs to do. My brothers and sisters, the gospel is speaking to us, saying that, yes, our lives may be busy. We may often find ourselves to be like Martha. But what's most important is that we find time to be Mary and to clear that space in our lives simply to be present to Jesus. And when we do, we find something wonderful happening in our lives. Now, as many of you know, the first reading, Old Testament, is always selected with an eye toward the gospel. It's always selected in some way to foreshadow what we're going to hear in that gospel passage. And today it's Abraham and his story and greeting three travelers, three young men. As that story has been read and told over time, church people, especially the Eastern churches, the Orthodox churches, see in this passage that these three traveling young men foreshadow or represent the threefold nature of God. And the sense is that in Abraham's opening up his home, making time for these travelers, he indeed has cleared a space in his life for God. And he comes to be deeply rewarded for that openness. Here in this sacred space, Sunday to Sunday, you gather to clear a space in your life. A space that is, well, sacred. I think we Catholics are so used to celebrating Mass, saying Mass, doing Mass, that we lose sight of what is present just beyond our five senses. See, this is sacrament for us. And another word for sacrament in our language, a word that is probably much more common with Greek-speaking Christians who were our predecessors in faith, they would say mystery, or these sacred mysteries is how we refer to it in our own liturgy at times. Mystery, sacrament, one writer has said, is something when you bump into it, puts you in touch with the divine reality. And Sunday to Sunday, this sacrament, this mystery that brings us together, we find ourselves bumping into the presence of God. God's presence, God who is present, even though we may not see, touch, feel, hear, smell, is much, very much present to us. Lying just beyond our five senses is God, Jesus, and this heavenly court. When we walk in at the beginning of Mass, It isn't simply altar servers and the priest. It is Jesus Christ who is walking into your midst. You have come here to clear a space, to make time for Jesus. I invite you to be aware that he comes already having made time for you. We recognize that during the course of liturgy, it's numerous times when the priest says, "The Lord be with you," you respond, "And with your spirit." It isn't just a greeting we say by rote. It is something that's very real to our religious sensibilities. He is present. And so from the get-go, the priest acknowledges that, that the Lord is with you. And you're saying, "Well, Father, he's with you too. Don't forget, you're the priest, yeah. Don't forget he's with you too." And we say that numerous times. Again, it's not just something that we don't know what else to say. It expresses in four simple words concrete reality that we bump into when we gather in this sacred space. The Lord be with you, with your spirit. It is an encounter with the risen Jesus. When the priest stands at, when we proclaim the word of God, it is God speaking directly to you. When the priest proclaims the gospel, and that reading in particular, our conviction is that the gospel holds the words of the message of Jesus. And when those words are proclaimed for you, it is Jesus speaking directly to you, a message specially for you. That's why you stand. It isn't so that, you don't get any wood splinters, or to smooth out the finish on the chairs, it's time to give that a break. No, you stand. I remember in the military, I was in the Air Force. Father Mark is former Marines, I'm former Air Force. And when we would have meetings and the commanding officer would walk in, we'd all have to stand at attention. You see that on the news. When the president walks in, everybody stands, right? Sign of respect. Well, that's what we do. Jesus, your Lord and Savior, in this sacred space, a space that you have made for him and that he says he is here for you, he has a message for you whenever you walk into this sacred space. When you make time for Jesus, you'll find that he not only makes time for you, but that he has made time for you. Mary in the gospel knows that. Yes, the busyness of life is there. But it's so important to make that time for Jesus. Because like that man long ago, I found that in some way he had made his life there for me. And that's what I've remembered all these years. That when we make time for Jesus and he has that message for us, how can we then not go through life changed in some way? That's what happens when we bump into the sacred mystery that brings us here. Teenagers, here's what this is how it can happen for you. And adults, you can listen in because it works for you as well. Teenagers, I'm convinced that God has given each of you a set of talents and gifts that God has given to nobody else. As you move into adulthood, you'll slowly come to understand how you are to use that unique set of talents and gifts. And when you realize how to use those, you will discover your God-given calling in life, a calling, a vocation that God gives to nobody else. So how do you do that? You know, with all the mixed messages in life, make time for Jesus every day. There are three steps. Father Dave's three steps for making time for Jesus in your life. Number one, pray. Pray. I come on Sundays. No, every day. If you're not used to the routine, I suggest just start simple. Don't try to break records right off the bat. 5 minutes. Those who have a very active prayer life say, only five. No, we want them to go slow, not to be overwhelmed by it. 5 minutes. 5 minutes every day that is given to nothing other than that relationship with Jesus. Number two, grace. God's grace is there for you for a reason. So in your prayer, pray for the grace that you need that day. Or maybe in light of what I just said to you, pray for the grace that you need to come to understand and see and develop that unique set of talents and gifts that God gives you that is given to nobody else. Or pray for the grace you need that day for something you know is going to be happening. Pray for the grace simply to hear God's voice speaking to your life that day. So prayer, grace, and number three, Bible. Keep your Bible on your nightstand is my advice. Keep it right there. Read it every day. Well, Father Dave, what do I read? A good place to start each day for wanting to read something is anticipate the coming Sunday's readings. Here, do you have them printed in the bulletin? So just take that bulletin home. You can cut out, fold that up, and just stick it in your Bible. And for two days, you read the Old Testament passage. The next 2 days, Wednesday, Thursday, that is, right? You read the second reading. And then 2 days, like it would be Friday, Saturday, the gospel passage each day. These words are God's words for you. And in those words, I guarantee you will hear God's voice. And on Sunday, when you come here, you're more ready to hear how God is speaking to your heart in this assembly. During the week, you're making time for Jesus. And he'll be making time for you 5 minutes a day. If you're doing 5, you can bump it up to 10. If you're doing 10, bump it up to 15, 30 minutes. Or like we priests are called to do, an hour every day, we pray for our people. That's what we strive for. And we kick each other, you know where, if we are not, we hear the other priests isn't praying very as much. We do. We hold each other accountable. Okay. To clear that space here, we need to be doing it during the week. Playing baseball, I grew up playing baseball. I never stood in the batter's box without having first taken some practice cuts. I'm ready when I step up then. If you're listening to that voice of Christ in your life during the week, you pray for the grace you need, inspired by the Word of God. When you enter this assembly, you enter this sacred space, when you encounter the sacred mysteries, when you bump into God's presence, you'll find that Jesus has already made time for you.